Grace and peace to you from God, our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to all who are gathering in today to take some time away and reflect on God's work and word in our lives. We gather in today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me now in a word of prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the many blessings you bestow upon us in our lives, from the sunshine that warms our face to the rain that nourishes our land, in the plants where you show us the beauty you can create, and all living things around us that teach us of the vastness of your creation. May you continue to bless all, look over the church, and gather the community of Christ into your loving arms. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. Now our reading today comes from the second chapter of Acts, verses 42 through 47. And Luke writes, "The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." The reading that we have from Acts today provides us with a description of what life looked like for the early Christian community shortly after Jesus' death and resurrection. And the Greek word that is used here to highlight that community is koinonia. And this shape and this form of Christian community is first introduced as koinonia here in this reading of Acts. But then it's also carried throughout the New Testament, especially as Paul goes on his missionary journeys and carries the Church of Christ beginning to grow throughout the region. But if we take a minute here, I want to highlight that there are a couple Greek and Hebrew words that are a little bit more difficult for us to fully translate into English, because the words tend to carry a heavier or more significant meaning than we're able to capture in one or even just a few English words. And koinonia happens to be one of those terms. And it's often translated easily as fellowship. But the Greek here actually goes beyond our simple understanding of fellowship to emphasize koinonia as this connection between both God and with other Christians. And it encompasses this close association of people within that community, emphasizing what is common between them. And in Acts, Luke tells us that this growing community in Christ, this koinonia that is gathering together, is devoting themselves and sharing in this teaching and this fellowship. They're sharing in the breaking of the bread together and praying with each other. And as they do this, more and more people begin to see the great signs and the acts that are happening through them. And the community begins to expand, and more gather in to this koinonia. And as more people join in this fellowship and this ministry of Christ is shared in new ways, we see the church expanding through this koinonia. We hear of how they participated in and shared within this community. Luke tells us that they spent much time together. He writes about their practice of breaking bread with generous hearts. While this sometimes may have been the act of communion together, more often it would have been them breaking bread and sharing a meal together. in their own homes. We hear that they did this with glad and with generous hearts. They did this in a way that invited others into the community, that welcomed them to their tables in a way of finding joy amidst all of the sorrows and pains around them, in a way that freely gave to others without that expectation of anything in return. And we see these practices of gathering continued to be shared in their contributions and their gifts for all. And this fellowship of gatherers and believers would sell their extra possessions and would distribute their proceeds to any and all as there was that need. They again did this without the expectation of anything given back to them in return, unless they themselves found themselves in a time of need. And it's through this practice that the early church Koinonia set the standard for Christians to operate under this practice of giving from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. And as the early church community lived into this way of life, following in the apostles' teachings that came directly from Jesus, we see that they were able to build the church. We see the way they shared the good news and that the word began going beyond the reach that Jesus accomplished in his ministry. But as I do this, I can't help but find myself noticing the similarities that this church faced and that the church today faces. While this growing community of Christ was vibrant and was joyful and was blessed by God, it also continued to face intense persecution. It functioned and grew, but that was amongst polarizing church conflicts. There remained this daily risk for all believers. That was the reality for the Christian church, this Koinonia, thousands of years ago, as they navigated how to learn and grow and function right after Christ's death and resurrection. But in many ways, it still describes and mirrors how the Christian church exists today. There are many parts in our world where Christians continue to face persecution because of their faith. We hear stories of harm done to different churches. We hear those other voices that overshadow us, those voices of nationalists and extremists. It's been thousands of years since Luke wrote about this Koinonia and developing the Christian community. Despite all that it faced, it still grew. And in many ways, we can continue to see the church in that exact same position today. But the church remains. Despite all that it is facing today, we, all Christians, all believers, the entire community of Christ is called back into this Koinonia that the apostles built from the ground up. God calls us to participate in our faith, calling us to proclaim the good news. God gives us the church so that we can learn and grow, and putting us into that community of Christ so that we can go then and be the love and the service, the grace and the mercy, the koinonia for others in our lives. And as we do all of this work, God leaves us to share the gifts within our faith, to bring forth those things that we have in abundance to give to where there is need. And that sounds like hard work, but we do this more than we realize. It's not all just about money. The snacks that you give to different ESL classes or Sunday school, the time that we serve in the kitchen for funerals, the Sunday school classes you attend. Maybe it is those couple extra dollars that you throw in the offering plate. Through the friends and family that you invite to join you at church, Jesus works through all of that. And even more in the ways to gather us together, to expand our understanding and our reality, our experience in Christian koinonia today. This Christian fellowship, this koinonia, is not something that just the early church had, but it's a gift that's been given to the church and that we're all continually called into. It's a gift that was given to us and modeled to us by Christ, who also gathered with all, who went out and fed the hungry, who blessed those in need, who drew more and new people in. And it's from that place of God first welcoming and inviting others and ourselves in that we too can go out and do that same thing for others. We all get to be a part of this living koinonia in the church today. And so I invite us, as we continue growing in our faith, living into our calls, going out beyond the church, to keep showing up, to find those new ways to share the good news, to invite others to your table, to be the living ministry of Christ as God continues working through and with and for our own Christian koinonia. Amen. Join me now in a word of prayer. We pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we pray for the whole church as we gather in to your gift of koinonia. We ask you to continue holding us in your promise of love and forgiveness as we follow your call to be the church amidst the chaos of the world. Guide us to be your hands and feet in the lives of all of those around us, following the footsteps of Christ. Creator God, we rejoice in all aspects of your grand creation. We ask for your guidance as we tend to the land around us. May you be present as you also bring us to see beauty in the way that creation honors and responds to your works in our world today. We ask that you continue using creation to reveal your grandness and your goodness to us. Protecting God, we pray for the whole koinonia of Christ. We ask that you continue to comfort those who feel alone or who grieve, that you heal those who are sick, that you let your love be felt in those who feel unworthy and unloved. Teach us what it means to love and work in the way that Christ had in his own life. Guide us to embody that work and ministry of Jesus as he now sits next to you. We trust in your promises to us and go out in faith with the gifts that you freely give to share the good news with all. We pray all of these prayers in the silent ones of our heart in your holy name. Amen. Let us go out in peace now, sharing koinonia with others as we serve the Lord. Amen.